أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله لا يستهزئ أن يضرب مثلا ما بعوضة فما فوقها فأما الذين آمنوا فيعلمون أنه الحق من ربهم وأما الذين كفروا فيقولون ماذا أراد الله بهذا مثلا يضل به كثيرا ويهدي به كثيرا وما يضل به إلا الفاسقين. صدق الله العظيم.
This verse of the Quran, the previous verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained two things to us, the condition of Jahannam and also the situation in paradise. And in these verses, which are very, especially for the conditions that we see around us today in this age, they are very beneficial for this age. And in this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with regards to the people of the haq, the truth, and the people on falsehood, Allah ta'ala explains their situation. Allah says this, the age of fitan, the age of mischief, evil, wrongs. May Allah ta'ala, to all of us, allow us to depart from this world with iman, with belief. To have iman in this day and age, it is very difficult to have iman, because like rain falling down, evil is falling down or spreading every day, day and night. Different scenarios are arising, new fitan, new challenges, new sins, new forces of evil. Shaitan and nafs, they are working full out to affect the human beings. May Allah Ta'ala protect the iman of all of us. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a beautiful method via his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for that, the person who have iman, he should have some concern and worry. Allah Ta'ala's Nabi has given us a beautiful, simple solution that even today, if with sincerity, with an honest heart, if we do amal on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's advice, his advices, then alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala, due to his generosity, his mercy, his blessings, we have full hope, inshaAllah, that we will depart with iman. But brothers, the truth of the matter is that the people of iman, wrong should never affect. Just like, for example, a person who is ill, if his immune system is strong, then no disease affects him. The most important thing is a person's immune system. If it's weak, then he's affected by different illnesses, cough, flu, etc. And if the immune system is strong, then those illnesses do not impact him. So the insan, the human being, his iman should be strong, robust, solid, that any concern or fitna or mischief or issue of the world should not affect him. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us a beautiful formula and method that the people of iman should not be worrying about anything, whatever comes their way in life, highs and lows. Even if Dajjal comes, etc., this will come in the days ahead, Allah knows. And the best solution, the Prophet ﷺ said that, I'm leaving with you two things. The Holy Prophet ﷺ has given guarantee that if those two things you hold with firmness, then Allah's Nabi ﷺ said, I tell you with guarantee that no way will you be affected, you won't be deviated, you won't come off the track, and you'll depart the world with iman. What a big guarantee. Big guarantee, assurance. What are those two things that the Prophet ﷺ said? Kitab Allah wa sunnati Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now fitna arises in the world, in society, for this reason, that there's no balance with the two things and assets that the Prophet ﷺ left with us. There's imbalance now. We don't keep them in balance. All that happens, somebody takes the Quran with a strong grip and says that I have no need for anything else. Although the fact that both are together, intertwined. You cannot do an amal on the Quran unless you don't follow the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah. You cannot follow the Quran. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that two things that I am leaving with you. I am leaving with you two things: Kitab Allah wa Sunnati Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These two things, if we hold on tight and properly, then alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, never will we be deviated. Never will we come off tracks. No effects, external effects, will be able to affect us. But when the immune system of the iman is weak, then he accepts every wrong. Doesn't matter where you go, inshallah, your iman will be strong. If you have both things with you, no place, no society, environment will affect you. You can go anywhere, but two things if you keep in balance. The person deviates at that time, doesn't matter whatever Islamic country, etc. If you leave these two things, then you'll be more deviated than if you're in a non-Islamic environment. And those who grab hold of the things in the non-Islamic environment and they have this imbalance, then nothing can affect them. That's what it is, that these two resources, Kitab Allah and Sunnah Rasulullah, if you have them, there's nothing to be afraid of, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has guaranteed. So the problem all boils down to this, that if we leave these two things, so Allah's Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that in this verse, Allah Ta'ala said in a beautiful way, the people of haq and the people of falsehood, their differentiation is made, the definition is laid out. So we are fiqr of the akhirah for our iman, then we need to think, you should think, I should think, we all should think. That's why we're reading the Quran. The who are the people of the haq and who are the people of batil? Now, maybe I consider I am in the group of haq, truth, but I could be in the falsehood group. So when we read this verse of the Quran, we analyze ourselves and compare ourselves and look at ourselves, then alhamdulillah, we will realize how much wrong are we on, or right we are wrong, if the Quran is telling us, it's very straightforward. So whoever has desire and the zest and the want to improve his iman, then he will learn. Allah Ta'ala's doors are open, the doors of mercy are open. We should try. So I've seen people, youngsters, 19 years old, in the days gone, over the phone, people have spoken and improved. He said, my life has changed, my world has changed. Yes, he said, I've attained the haq, I've realized the truth. And everyone in the world went against him. They went against him. Yes, I'm talking about another country, not here. But he stuck to it. He stuck to it solidly, alhamdulillah, subhanallah. He said, I'm here in this country, and it's an Islamic country, and he is attaining guidance from here on the phone. So the point is, if you and me have intention to be improved, then these things around us don't affect us. Before this, Allah Ta'ala has told us the environment of hell. Who will want to go to hell? And after that, Allah Ta'ala described Jannah, paradise, and this is part of our iman. Remember this, that to have belief and faith in paradise and hell, this is part of our iman, to believe in heaven and hell. And what's in there? We cannot reject, in no way or form can we reject the reality of paradise and hell. So the people of truth and the people of falsehood, well, let's see what's the difference Allah Ta'ala mentions. Let's say the people of haq are those people who believe in the truth, who accept the truth. What is the truth? The Quran has described to us these verses that we are looking at, the explanation, and the Holy Prophet's beautiful explanation via the hadith, and we accept both in the depths of our heart. And so what did Rasulullah said, that what is the sign of haq, of truth? What is it that Rasulullah said? What is the truth that we need to stay steadfast on? Very clearly, we've been told that this is the kitab in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the things He's prescribed to you, told you, instructed you, halal and haram, What has been defined halal, accept it. Whatever has been defined as haram, accept it. Say subhanallah. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is defining haq, the truth. Whatever Allah ta'ala's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said is something is halal, accept it as halal. Whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said is haram, accept it as haram. Consider it as haram. That's it. That's what we need to do. So that's one point. And so accepting halal and haram. And the ahkam, Allah's ahkam. The orders, the instructions, follow them. If the order is being given for halal, then implement that. If something's being ordered that is haram, then implement that. Amal, practically implement the orders of the Quran. This is the haq. And how long is this haq been going on? Since the time of the Prophet ﷺ until Qiyamah, this will continue. Subhanallah. This is called bringing iman, bringing about faith, implementing the faith. Haq, the path of truth. So halal, number one. Number two, to accept lawful and unlawful. And number three, to live your life according to halal and haram. In other words, obeying the orders of Allah, instructions, ahkams. That person who's steadfast on this, established, subhanallah, amana wa sadaqna. He says, I hear, I believe, when he's told what is halal and haram. It doesn't matter what the people around him are doing. He'll say, I can't leave this. Whatever is haram or lawful is haram. Doesn't matter if the people around me change, the generation changes, ever changes. I can't change it, he says. I have to accept it. Allah's ordered that inna la ma'al muttaqin. Allah says, do not worry, I'm with you. That my assistance is with you. The hand is on your shoulder. And when you promise that I will consider haram as haram, and lawful as unlawful, and lawful as well, Allah says, I'm with you. My assistance is with you. Don't worry. No need to worry. You're not on your own, so you should have yaqeen and certainty. Then any problem, difficulty, concern, no worry whatsoever. He knows the person who sticks to these points, he is from the Ahlul Haqq. He is not from the Ahlul Batil, the falsehood. No, he's from Ahlul Haqq. So who are the people on falsehood, on the wrong? Yes, so haram and nufal, that we're told clearly, the hadith explained in depth. All the hadith, Siha Sitta, the six authentic narration books, they describe halal and haram. Nothing is hidden, everything's arrived to us. What's halal? What's haram? How bad is it haram? How severe? How important is this halal? What should we leave? What should we reject? What should we practice? How to sit? How not to sit? Who is ghair mahram? Who is mahram? Who is lawful for us to see and sit with? Who is unlawful for us to see and look at and sit with? Everything is clear. So what's the problem? What's the issue then? Now, when regarding these things, when we see that am I living my life according to my desires? If we see that deen is not according to my desires and opinions, it's hard for me to practice. What should we do? We think, what can I do? That's when fitna arises, mischief and evil. Oh, it's too hard to practice Islam. If we do this, then this will go from the world. If I do this, then I'll lose out from this. If I do this, then this will be said of me. If I practice this, I'll have a loss. I'll have a loss in the world. So if when a person starts to think like this and say this, then what does he do? He starts to complain, criticize, make excuses and present his opinions. His opinions. Thoughts and excuses and criticism. No, it's not halal, it can't be, how can this be halal? This is here as well, that's here as well, and it's clear. Everything is clearly been defined. So he starts to complain and make excuses, lame excuses. And in a weird way, he starts to present those excuses. He wants to please his nafs, his desires. It's not from today. This generation, this thinking, this ideology started from the time of the Prophet. This verse was revealed for this reason, that there were people who will do this action, they will continue till Qiyamah, the hereafter, the day of judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he challenged them, the people in the verses were revealed for this person purpose, that if you oppose my words, Allah says, if you don't accept the Quran, then bring forward a verse or small surah that can compare. Bring the surah and the amount you want to try and make effort, do it. Allah says, what could they do? The rejectors. They couldn't understand this. They couldn't even accept that challenge. They weren't capable. So what did they do? Yes. So those same actions they did, what do we do now? We continue that same action, that sin. That ideology has not ceased. And how did that group of Ahlul Batil come about? The Quran explains that how did this group come about. So when they complain, criticize, when they could not bring forth a surah or verse equivalent to the Quran, they say, what's this challenge?
And then they started another satanic action, which has continued until today and is on the heights. In this day and age, you will see this action at the heights. May Allah Ta'ala forgive us, and we have to save ourselves from this. We're reading the Quran, we're not criticizing anyone, we're not mocking anyone. I don't know if there's anyone sitting here. I'm not speaking about anybody directly. I have no address to anyone concerning them directly. I am reading the Quran for my islah, my rectification, my improvement. Allah save us from this fitna. The conditions are very severe, difficult. And these verses of the Quran will tell us. Now they won't understand that when they, for example, when they couldn't bring a verse that could equate to the Quran, then they had another satanic action that Shaitan put into their mind, that the orders in the Quran that were revealed, they started to complain against them, criticize them in weird ways. And the Quran is given an example here. They say, Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْتَحِي أَن يَضْرُبَ مَثَلًا مَا بَعُودَةً فَمَا فَوْقَهَا. Verily, Allah doesn't feel ashamed to use the similitude of a gnat or of a thing which is higher in degree than the gnat. So the people who are, for example, they said, okay, fair enough if the Quran is correct, but Allah is of great power. You're saying the Quran is a great kitab. And in this kitab, Allah is going to speak a very small thing, a small example about a gnat or a mosquito, they're saying. Allah is going to mention this. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْتَحِي أَن يَضْرُبَ مَثَلًا مَا بَعُودَةً فَمَا فَوْقَهَا. So they complained. Is this something they said? Is this revelation? Does it make sense that if Allah is so supreme, powerful, or the Quran is great, Allah has given an example of a gnat, or of a mosquito, or of a spider, or an insect? They said, how can this be? They started to complain. Small points that Allah is mentioning in the Quran. Is this something? Is this revelation? They said, how can this be revelation? They said, when minor, insignificant things like insects have been mentioned. So this was the nifaq, the hypocrisy. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ahkams, His orders, when they revealed halal, haram, lawful, and unlawful, obviously the nafs didn't want to accept. It didn't accept. We don't want to do that. We don't want to practice. But we want to present ourselves as Muslims, as believers. So then they started another action, alternative way and method. What was that ideology they put forward? No, how can this be halal? How can this be wrong? This is too difficult to do. This is not what the Quran is saying. You're misunderstanding the Quran. No, this is not the case. In detail, the Quran has started in detail. The verses, because Allah Ta'ala is laying the foundations, because the main point for a Muslim is his aqidah, to solidify his aqidah. This is such a big fitna today that they are aware of Islam. They say they accept, but with full force they say, no, we don't accept this. This is hard. My mind doesn't understand this. Doesn't suit my lifestyle. Oh, it's not compatible with our lives today. How can we practice this today? No, it's not possible. How can we live with the times and the age? We can't do this. It's too difficult, they say. So Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when they spoke with him, at that time the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, this is the game that will be played, the tricksters. The tricksters, they don't want to leave the deen, they don't want to embrace the deen. Rather, they brought a new deen, which is that we will live our life of Islam according to our desires. We cannot implement the Quranic injunctions. Yes. One companion, radiyallahu anhu, as a Hudhayfa, radiyallahu anhu, stated that the Prophet said, in my ummah, what will occur? That I have said that alcohol is haram and lawful, then excuses will be made and alcohol will come towards which? They'll say, yes, this is a drink. They drink a sherbet. It's a sweet drink. A little bit of alcohol is in there, but it's like a sherbet. It's a cold drink, a leisure drink. What can we do? It's called, people are drinking it. So the Prophet is saying, then this way they will change my deen. No, parda, she's my cousin. I don't need to exercise a barrier with her. She's my first cousin. And it's okay. And she was young, he was young before we grown up, but the Quran says, do not go in front of the ghayr mahram. No. But we changed the deen. So he stated that this is the way, that this is the fitna, the people of Ahlul Batil, that they try to twist and turn the deen according to their desires, the principles of the Quran. They want to change them, modify them. Let's pray that we do not live a life like this. Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْتَحِيَ يَضْرِبَ مَثْلًا مَا بُوْدًا فَمَقْفَامَ الَّذِينَ. And the Prophet in the hadith says that, they say that, no, this is alcohol, you could have coke, it looks similar, it's similar in taste. وَرَبَى بِالْبَعِيْ. This is not riba that we're consuming, it's a profit. We're doing transaction. So they'll say the alcohol is a leisure drink, and they'll say riba is profit, is gain. What's the difference if we take riba?
If we see to the so-called Islamic countries now, that this twisted and turned deen, what a big punishment of riba, interest, what a big punishment for alcohol. Has given an example, all our life, if we see our sketch, all of it revolves around these things. Massive punishment for a woman to leave home, tell me, for a woman to leave home without any excuse. What a big punishment that, how can I say this? In front of you, everything you can see in our situation, our condition, for the sake of Allah, the actions that we are implementing, the adab we're seeing around us, about which Allah Ta'ala mentioned Jahannam, hellfire, in our lives, this generation, this time we're passing through, we should analyze, I'm doing this action. What's the punishment for it? We should ask ourselves. By changing the name of the sin, doesn't mean the punishment will disappear. Interest we call profit, but interest is profit. Profit is profit. And profit is profit, and interest is interest. Riba is riba. We say, no, this is a gift. It's not, for example, bribing. It's not a bribe, it's a gift. That a gift is such a great thing. The Prophet has said, give gifts and give gifts and accept gifts. So that love can be enhanced and increased. But it's not the same as a bribe, is it? So, for example, if you give a hadiah gift, the love will increase. If you go home and give a gift to your wife, you'll get good food the next day, a nice sweet dish as well, and a cold drink, nice juice, mango, lassi you'll get alongside it, because you've given a gift. So the love has gone into the heart, and sincerity has come into the heart of the wife. Subhanallah. So gift. And what do we say? Oh yeah, bribe is also a gift. We'll change the name of bribes to gift, hadiah. Yes? And this hadith. And then also we will use zakat. Word in the wrong way. Why don't you give zakat? No, this is tax. I pay tax. This is also zakat that I'm giving. The tax that we're giving to the government. What is this then? This is, this all goes, everything is similar to. So at that time it was zakat. It's not zakat now. The tax we're paying and different things. Allah's Nabi is saying that all of this is haram that people will be doing. Changing the deen. So the Prophet ﷺ said, this is when destruction will come, and we'll use excuse for progression, and the time of destruction will have come. The people of batil, falsehood, reject upon reject. Allah's Nabi ﷺ has clearly told us. So where did this start from? The time of? إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْتَحِي أَن يَضْرِبَ مَثَلًا مَا بَعُودَةً فَمَا فَوْقَهَا. Subhanallah. They criticized and said, oh, why is Allah using the examples of small gnats and mosquitoes and insects in the Quran? How can this be a big kitab, a great kitab, if Allah is using these examples? In Auzubillah. So what does Allah Ta'ala say? Allah is not ashamed of using the similitudes of a gnat or a thing which is higher or lower in degree than the gnat or mosquito. Then Allah says, فَمَّ لَذِينَ مُنُوا فَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ. For the people of truth, whatever is revealed in the Quran, even if Allah mentions an ant or a mosquito or a small spider, subhanAllah, all of these things are truth for the people of Iman. Allah's hikmah, wisdom is there in the Quran. How can a person reject and complain or criticize the Quran? Can a person criticize Allah Ta'ala's deen, His revelation? The question doesn't arise. The people of truth will say, it's Quran, this word has been revealed, that's it. It's become Quran, how can I change it? How can I modify it for my preference and for my suitability? As Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased him, he stated that we were sat in the gathering of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then an individual came and presented himself and said, Ya Rasulullah, what is Iman? Subhanallah. What is Iman? The people of truth. He said, what is Iman, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And the Prophet replied, this is a hadith. So the Prophet ﷺ replied that Iman is to believe in Allah, in His angels, on His kitabs, and His prophets, Rasul's messengers, death, and what occurs after death, the rising up after death, the day of reckoning, on paradise and on hell. All of these things, and on destiny, all of these are parts of Iman. All of these. If we take any of these things out of the picture, or if we reject them, then you can see what that person comes out of the fold of Islam. He's free from Islam, because these are all parts of Islam, pillars of Islam. He becomes a person of batil, ahlul batil, the people of falsehood. So we can't take anything out of the thing. If we say we don't believe in any of these pillars of Islam, why should I believe in Jannah? How can I believe in Jannah? He says, I can believe in Jannah, he says, in which I have things according to my desire. He doesn't accept Jannah, paradise. Because it's not in line with his preference. So such a word, a person who utters such words, who doesn't believe in hell, he says, I don't believe in death. Oh, what death is this? How can a person go into the grave and be punished in the grave? He says, how can I believe this? How can I believe there's hell and people will burn? How can this be? Why will they burn? Why should I believe in Jannah, paradise? I don't like going into such paradise. I don't believe, he says. So can he be a Muslim, that person who utters these things? No, he comes out of the fold of Islam, the circle of Islam. He comes out of it. Fisk. This is called fisk. Evil. Evil mongering. Three levels of fisk. Evil doer. And the biggest level is that those things that are wajib, compulsory to believe in, the mentioned things I've mentioned to these, wajib, compulsory to believe in these, and the person who rejects these things, or any one of these things, is a disbeliever. He has come out to the fold of Iman. He doesn't have Iman. Why? Allah Ta'ala has given the example of this. Allah says, they criticize, they don't like the similitudes of gnats or mosquitoes. So Allah says, فَمَّ الَّذِينَ أَمْنُوا فَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَمَّ الَّذِينَ كَفْرُوا. So Allah says, that the people of the haqq, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ أَمَنُوا فَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَيَقُولُونَ مَاذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِهَذَا مَثَلًا. Allahu Akbar. So the people who are believers certainly know that this similitude is correct, which is sent down by the Lord. While those who are unbelievers say, what did Allah mean by this similitude? They criticize and mock and look down. Any order that comes, if a human being, if he presents his thoughts, how can this be? Why is Allah using this example? And today our whole society, culturally, no, it's too hard. How can I practice this? How can we be expected to do this? How can I tell my son to do this and don't do this? How can I take him from there and remove him from there and tell him to do this or her to do this? The whole verse has been revealed. These were the same people from day one who criticized and said that we don't look at, how can Allah use this example of the mosquito and the gnat? Why should we believe in this Quran that gives similitudes of insects? And the Quran says the people of truth say, whatever verse Allah has revealed, parda, hijab, alcohol, riba, gold, immodesty, women staying at home, etc. Whatever orders Allah Ta'ala has made apparent, that Allah has differentiated between halal haram, women, if you don't observe parda is haram for you, this is halal for you, make your home environment correct and learn what is halal and haram. So if we believe in half the deen and don't believe in half the deen and do half and leave half, Allah says this is fisk, evil doing, evil actions. Allahu Akbar. Wama, Allah says, wama yudillu bihi illa al-fasiqeen. Wama yudillu bihi illa al-fasiqeen. And he does not lead astray by dissimilitude, but the miscreants, the people who are on the wrong path, the fasiqs, the evildoers, the people of Iman can never do wrong or criticize or look down or go against the Quran. Allah, they won't say Allah's deen is not like this. Halal is halal, haram is haram. They'll accept lawful as lawful, unlawful as unlawful. And those things that Allah has made wajib, compulsory, on which it is wajib for us to believe, we cannot reject any of those things. If we reject death. If we reject malaika, prophethood, the messengers, if we reject the day of reckoning, hisab, kitab, if we reject the grave, and we reject destiny, taqdeer, if we reject hell and heaven, if we reject any of these, then that person becomes what? This is the fitna today, the biggest fitna. Yes? No. Where's this written? We have to do this. No. We don't have to do this. This is not the case. No. This is not that hard. We don't believe that. Islam's not that hard, they say. This is the answers they give. When Allah Ta'ala gives them the order, and then they wouldn't even give the answer. Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْتَحِي إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْتَحِي أَن يَضْرِبَ مَثَلًا مَا بَعُوضَةً فَمَا فَوْقَهَا فَمَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. They say, is this something? How can this be? The people, how can Allah give an example, a similitude of a gnat or a mosquito? Yes, or something which is higher or lower in degree than this. They criticize this. They look down at this. They couldn't accept this. So Allah's deen, it is clear, transparent, simple. This is the hukam, the akams have been revealed in the Quran. Allah's Nabi Sallam has explained in detail, and the noble companions radiallahu anhum have delivered the message to us. The pious, special select servants of Allah Ta'ala created, and we were given ilmul ludni, and they were given inspiration. Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik, and great fuqaha scholars who dissected the deen and looked into the deen in detail and presented to us so easily so that nothing is hidden. such great personalities Allah Ta'ala created in the history of Islam. So after that, we can't make excuses. Futile excuses that we listen to some verse of Quran, leave out some verse of Quran, something we make halal, something we make haram. In this country, there's a different law. Go Saudi Arabia, different law in front of Makkah, Haram Sharif, then we observe parda and hijab, and tasbihs come to hand. Soon as we go into the plane and come back, then we leave all the deen and those things that we wore on the way or before that libas comes back. Yeah, back to the norm. Back to the norm. So what type of deen is this? Allah Ta'ala asks. Those people who rejected and criticized the Quran based on this verse. Allah makes clear about those people. Yeah, look at the example, what they say. They say that, is this the example that Allah has given in the Quran? Yeah. This, what is this hadith? Yes, فَيَقُولُونَ مَاذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِهَذَا مَثَلًا. This, what example is this that Allah Ta'ala has given in the Quran? Is this some point? Why is this something for Allah to say? What did Allah mean by this similitude? They questioned, criticized, and people like this are around today with their opinions and put their thoughts forward. And this grouping at today is at the heights, at the peak, the pinnacle. And this grouping that who spread mischief and criticize Allah's deen, Allah says, فَيَقُولُونَ مَاذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِهَذَا مَثَلًا. Is this ain't deen what you're saying? How can you say this is Islam? Where is this written? Allah explains, يُدِلُّ بِهِ كَثِيرًا وَيَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا. Allah says, my order in the Quran, Allah says, I lead many astray by this similitude and guide many thereby. That a person can go astray and can come onto the right path. That one hukam can take a person to the heights of iman, the heights of belief. One order of Allah. One order of Allah. Allahu Akbar. Yes? So, that for example, if we take the example of the gnat, the mosquito, Allah says, even this one example, if somebody rejects this, then this can take millions of people off the path if they laugh on this. What does this mean? How can this be? Why should we do this? A person who changes halal and haram, Allah says, if I've defined something as haram and lawful, and that person rejects it, doesn't matter if he accepts the rest of the deen, he or she, even if he does hundreds and millions of hajj and umrah, but if he mocks and criticizes one pillar of the deen, here Allah gives example of a gnat, mosquito, very small thing, small part of creation. No, how can a person dare? Allah gives an order and you reject it, Allah says. You criticize it, whether it's equivalent to a gnat or a mosquito or an insect or an ant. How can this be, Allah says? So this is what we learn, that even one thing in the deen of Allah, don't consider it insignificant to reject any part of Allah Ta'ala's orders. Even one order of Allah, if you contaminate it with your thoughts and opinions. But the problem today is that the whole of the deen we've contaminated with our desires going to the homes today. Families, household, daughters, sons, children, our home, family, business, everything. No, we don't have to do this. Yes, same statement they said before. فَيَقُولُونَ مَاذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِهَذَا مَثَلًا. They say, is this some example in the Quran that Allah is giving? What kind of example is this, they said? Criticizing. What does this mean Allah is giving? What is Allah trying to say here? Is this some example, they said? What is this hukam? This order that where this is haram and this is sharia. No, everything goes. Don't be strict in the world. We have to live in the world advanced. So this is not the deen, my friends, uttering such statements like this. Deen is what Rasulullah ﷺ presented to us. 100%. Kitab wa sunnah. Quran wa sunnah. Whatever orders come in the Quran, and then it's proven via the sunnah and the practice of the Prophet and the Sahaba Ikram affirmed this, and the awliya Allah demonstrated this further. End of story. That's deen. Just stick to that. Adhere to that. Glue to that. And if we do this, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. From Allah Ta'ala, good news comes, amazing, excellent. If not, then fasiqeen are those people and those who reject and have no faith and munafiqeen, these verses define in detail. So now, this question, this doubt, which we have understood from this verse today, that who are the people of batil and who are the people of haqq? People of haqq, the ahlul haqq, are those who embrace Allah's deen, who have full 100% belief in halal and haram. They believe in halal and haram. And alongside that, amal, they practically implement that as well. According, if the conditions of life, the ups and downs don't affect them, they don't change them, fluctuate with the times and the age and the years and the situations, they stick to the deen because Allah's has said that I will continue to go with you. I will be with the muttaqeen. This is the life of test And after this will come the life that yesterday we described, Jannah, paradise. Jannah, the people even reject Jannah. Oh, we don't accept that, Jannah said. In other words, we are disbelievers and destroy, because we don't get what we want. Why should we accept that Jannah? We have no link with that Jannah, they say, na'uzu billah. So tell me, Allah's Nabi, his great companions, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, Abu Sa'id radiallahu anhu, they have narrated a hadith, subhanallah. Look at this hadith. Subhanallah. They state that if a person prays the five times salah, halal things are coming. This is deen, Islam. Five times salah he observes, keeps the fast of Ramadan, and pays zakah. Yes, this is what we have to bring our iman in, amalan, practically. If he does these things, and alongside that, he leaves the major sins, saves himself from major sins. For this person on the day of judgment, the eight doors of paradise will be open for that person. Eight doors of paradise. Imagine, subhanallah, subhanallah. Now for this, no, how can we pray salah in congregation? How can we pray salah? It's too hard for us. How can we do this? We can't do this, it's too hard for us. Here, we can't do this. Presenting excuses. Eight doors. Yeah, so if a person saves himself from the major sins, seven sins. And if he does amal on this, then the day of judgment, Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will, for that person, do what? Subhanallah. Open the doors of paradise. How many doors will open in one time? Eight doors of paradise. And whichever door he wants to go through, he can. Subhanallah. Rabaya narrated by Abu Huraira and Abu Sayyid. They are the narrators, radiallahu anhum, of this hadith, subhanallah. So this is the deen of Allah. This is the order. If we do this, then Allah is so merciful, He'll open the doors of paradise, eight doors. And we're going to complain, no, how can I keep fast? How can I pray salah? It's too difficult. How can I save myself from this? How can I save from this evil or this sin? No, it's difficult. But we'll have to do it if we want to be successful. This, we cannot improve ourselves, just like this hadith I've recited. We can't say that alcohol is a drink, soft drink, leisure drink, and riba, bribing is a gift, and riba is business, and music singing. Oh, we call this art. Art today. The Prophet ﷺ said, I came to break the musical instruments. We call this art and progression. Those people, we respect them, honor them. And in society today, in our Islamic countries, those people, artists, in the, you know, that we do everything for them. They call this art and expression and advancement. Allah says this is modesty and wretchedness, and we call it art and culture and progression. We call this. Yes, we've changed the name. Yes, alcohol, we say soft drink. Riba, we say is business. And bribing, we say is a gift. Zakah, we say we're giving tax. And immodesty, we're saying, no, this is progression. And modern, we call them actors. Artists, actors. Respected. Tell me what will be the hal of that society. Tell me. May Allah Ta'ala forgive. Subhanallah. The Quran tells us everything. So the case is now two things the Quran has told us before. Third thing, we do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We correct our homes. And a shake will come, we won't realize. Such shaking, sicknesses are coming, difficulties, ups and downs, and dissatisfaction at home, there's wealth. Even then there's no peace at home, quarrels, disputes, wife, husband in between. There's differences between husband, wife and children. No peace, satisfaction, happiness. Ajeeb ups and downs, sicknesses, illnesses that are coming to society, in houses, in families, the disharmony, issues between relations, relatives at home, between husband, wife, children, amongst the children, marriage problems, divorces. In other words, all of this is what? This is all due to what? This is all due to the reality of we don't accept what the Quran is instructing. That's why. Why, if Allah Ta'ala says that destroyed will be those people if they don't practice these things I'm telling them to, hadith. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's words in hadith. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, he is the narrator of this hadith. And Allah Ta'ala said this clearly, firmly, with anger. When the Prophet ﷺ was telling us, yuruful fil waji wal ghadab, the Prophet ﷺ, on his face there was the effects of ghadab, anger, wrath, that the people before you, for this reason they were destroyed and their homes were destroyed for this reason, and the cause of their destruction was that they opposed their kitab, the revelation, just like we discussed earlier, that my hakams, my sharia, they changed them. They modified them. So in their homes, why shouldn't losses come? Such sicknesses will come. Look now in our homes. Such conditions, severe conditions in our society. Can you see peace around you? Happiness around you? Can we? The points that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our Nabi, our Prophet rahmatullah alameen, mercy to the universe, if he is angry, sternly explaining that wajil ghadabu, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that foolish people, the previous nations and tribes before you were destroyed. This is my kitab. Upon the previous kitabs, they changed those kitabs, modified them, they were destroyed. So if you change my sharia, my way of life, about my sharia, you say, just like say, that فَيَقُولُونَ مَاذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِهَذَا مَثَلًا. Where is this written? How could this be? The Quranic words have been revealed to us. This verse that I'm reading, this Surah Baqarah, isn't it? These are the words of the Quran. Allah has clearly revealed the verses, that these are the words that we say, فَيَقُولُونَ مَاذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِهَذَا مَثَلًا. Yes, where is this written? Where is Islam say this? Why do we have to do this? We say that hijab is a must and that we can't sit with the ghair man. Allah says that even if you criticize my Quran equivalent to a gnat, mosquito, if there's my order equivalent to a gnat or mosquito, you cannot bear to oppose it, criticize it, or make the halal haram, make the haram halal, because otherwise my ghadab will come to you. That you will be destroyed and you will continue in your destruction. So brothers, let's all join together, do dua, I do dua, and let's all do tawbah, let's not do wrong actions, let's not change the deen of Allah. Allah Ta'ala said that, okay, if you are committing wrong, you are erring, if you're doing wrong, then repent to Allah, ask Allah for forgiveness and bow and submit, Allah, we made mistakes, Allah forgive us. But Allah says that if you accept your sin and repent, that's fine. But if you are staunch and stubborn, this is not wrong, haram, Allah dislikes that. You're doing wrong, doing haram. If you do wrong, say, Allah forgive me, I've done wrong. Cry, take tasbih, do istighfar, pray, and ask others to do dua for you. At least you feel the regret, the remorse, and you do dua to Allah. Allah will open the doors and open the ways for hidayah, for guidance. But person stubborn, ignorant, doesn't want to learn, I don't want to praise Allah, I don't want to learn, and the problems of the world are coming, distress, ups and downs, Allah is explaining, praise Allah, remember, oh no, forget that, what difference is that going to make, forget the deen, I don't need this, he says, tell me of that person. Somebody explains to him, nicely advising him, he doesn't understand, somebody's guiding me, advising him, he's sympathetic to me, he's got compassion now. So if we are committing a sin, if we're doing wrong, then we should have remorse and regret and accept and do tawbah and ask Allah forgiveness. Allah forgive us, we made a mistake. Ask for forgiveness from Allah and do tawbah to Allah, repent to Allah. But to be stubborn and resist and say, I'm fine, this is our lifestyle, how can you tell us to do this? I can't change my ways. And then Allah has explained that those who oppose my words, instructions and orders, we've heard and discussed earlier today, has Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu stated, that in no way that, for example, a person says, oh, where is this Jannah? We have no link with this place. Then can he remain a Muslim? Pick up the kitab, read the hadith. This is the hadith kitab. Yes, but who can stop him saying this wrong? Then obviously, if he accepts, then he's a Muslim. But the Quran says, you have erred and you have done dhulm, you have oppressed such a great deen of Allah and the facts that you are rejecting. وَآخْرُ دَوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen. Recite the Durood Sharif. Salim, the
اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطأنا ومدنا كل ذلك عندنا. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. أقنا عذاب القبر. أقنا عذاب الحشر. أقنا عذاب الميدان. وادخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار. يا عزيز يا غفار يا ذا العالمين يا ذا العالمين يا ذا العالمين يا قاضي الحاجات اقضي حاجاتنا يا دافي البلايات ادفع بلاياتنا يا جاوي الأمراض اشفع مرادنا يا شافي الأمراض اشفع مرادنا يا شافي الأمراض اشفع مرادنا. اللهم اعفنا في بدني اللهم اعفنا في سمي اللهم اعفنا في بصري لا إله إلا أنت. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان عليك البلاء ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه نور عرشه زينة فرشه وعوده وصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته وأهل بيته أجمعين رحمك يا أرحم الراحمين رحمك يا أرحم الراحمين رحمك يا أرحم الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.